Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is Pocket Pussy Transparent with Vibrator Penis Trainer Manual Sucking Masturbator for Blowjob Pleasure. Sex Toys for Men with Vagina and Anal Textured Stroker Glands Training Cabolipo from Cabolipo. Okay, so this is quite the mouthful. This is a very simple silicone, I wouldn't call it a pocket pussy. It's a masturbatory sleeve. What's interesting is because it's silicone, if you don't know the difference between TP and silicone is firmer and it can hold more detail. So this pocket pussy has like two textures, but you only need the one inside. It seems like this pocket pussy should be like, you should be able to turn it inside out because it has like these little tongues on the outside that you should be able to turn inside out, but you can't. It's the thing about silicone, unlike TP, it's much less stretchy. So you can't turn this inside out, which makes it a little bit hard to clean. You got to just basically clean it like a cup. You fill it up with water, dump it, fill it up with water, dump it. That's how you clean it out. There is a hole at the bottom because when you're using a toy like this, you're pushing air through it. And if you cover this hole, it creates kind of the suction effect. Or if you don't cover it, you can actually hear the air escaping from this little hole. There is a bullet vibrator that is right here. You just push down this little button. Hold on. There you go. I don't know if you can hear that. You can take it out too. It's just in a, like a little, here, I'll just take it out right now. See what I'm talking about. All right, so here's the bullet vibrator. Now it is, it uses very small kind of like hearing aid batteries. So it, when you first get it, there's a piece of paper keeping the batteries from making a connection. You take that piece of paper out, and then the bullet vibrator will work. So you can take this bullet vibrator out when you want to clean the toy, but otherwise it just goes in this little kind of pocket. Actually, it's kind of a pain in the butt to get back in, because again, the silicone is not very stretchy, so you kind of have to force it. Anyway, so inside the texture, this may be hard to see, inside the toy are like hairs, like little silicone hairs, and they feel fine. But it's kind of it's a weird texture. Most of the toys that I've used have either a realistic vagina texture with like bumps and you know, stuff like that, like stuff that's supposed to feel like a pussy. The hair texture, it's fine. You feel the friction. It feels good. You'll orgasm. It just, I don't know what it feels like. I mean, it feels like kind of like little hairs tickling you. Which I guess if you're like, I don't know, having sex with a tranny and her frankenpussy still has hair inside of it, I don't know. I don't know what this is supposed to be. Supposedly, this is supposed to be like a blowjob. It says sucking masturbator for blowjob pleasure. So is this supposed to be like the inside of the mouth? Is this like supposed to, I don't know. It feels fine, like... It tickles a bit, but in a good way. So it felt fine. What I did really like about this toy as well is you can squeeze it. If you want additional like pressure when you're using it, you can squeeze it, which is the benefit of a pocket pussy when you're masturbating with it. You know, because when you're jerking off with your hand, it's all the stuff's on your hand. When you're using a toy like this, you can just use the texture, like that little the hairs. They feel good. They feel good on your dick. Or you can squeeze it, make it tighter. You can turn on the bullet vibrator. It adds vibrations. So, I mean, it's really cool. That's fine. I actually would have preferred it if the bullet vibrator could be swapped out. Because if you notice right here, there's no pocket. There seems to be some type of a thing here. It would have been nice if there were two pockets. And you could put the bullet vibrator in whatever pocket you wanted. But it only goes into this one. So... anyway, the toy felt great. It works. It has an interesting feel because of the hair, these silicone hairs. It doesn't feel like other toys that I've used, but it felt good. You know, it doesn't like hurt. It doesn't tickle. It feels good, but in a unique way. All right, so there's not much else to say about it. Again, cleanup is kind of annoying because you cannot turn this inside out. So you have to just fill it up with water and dump it out like a cup. But it's if you noticed, it's flexible. Like, I can bend this and manipulate it, but it's also rigid. Like, it's not flopping. Like, it's flexible, but not too flexible. It's rigid, but not too rigid. It's a really good kind of in between. So I think the construction's really well. These weird tongues, I don't know what these are for. I mean, I guess it keeps you from dropping it, but I don't really think that was ever a problem. It's an interesting design, and it gets the job done, so I really don't have any complaints. So here's the thing. Let's talk about price. This toy is less than $20. So it's normally $19.99. It's on sale 10% off for $17.99, and that's a really good deal. Because normally you get like a TPE, very floppy, squishy pocket pussy for about $20. Silicone toys tend to cost a little bit more. So this is a silicone pocket pussy with a bullet vibrator for less than $20. And that's a pretty good deal. So you're getting a lot. And I do like this toy. I don't think I'd change anything. Again, the one thing I'd change is I wish there were two pockets for bullet vibrators so I could put it. Because I think if the bullet vibrator were at the base instead of the tip, I would have gotten more coverage. Because here's the problem. So the bullet vibrator is over here. You're doing this, right? You can feel the bullet vibrator when you're all the way in. But then all this, you're not feeling any bullet vibrator. You're only feeling it when you're all the way in. You see the problem with this? Now imagine if the bullet vibrator was over here. Then you'd feel the bullet vibrator the whole time. And so, I don't know. It just seems like you don't necessarily have to add a second bullet vibrator. I just would have liked a second compartment where I could choose where to put it. Now, the other thing is, the bullet vibrator uses like those watch batteries. I would have preferred a rechargeable bullet vibrator, but I understand that would have probably increased the cost. So to keep this under $20, I understand why they used these sorts of vibrators. You can, if you have a bullet vibrator from a different toy, you can obviously put it in here, assuming it's of approximate size. But that's about it. Other than that, great toy, great price. Again, silicone toys tend to be more expensive than TPE toys. So for a silicone pocket pussy, with a unique design and a bullet vibrator for less than $20 is an outstanding deal. So I don't have anything else to say. You can check it out. You don't even need a coupon code. You just go to the link and it's already on sale automatically if you use the link. So, you know, what's not to love? So check it out. Check out Cuba Lipo, which is the brand which makes this. I'm very impressed. So this is the first time I've worked with them, but so far I'm very pleased with the quality of their products. And I look forward to working with them again. So thank you, Cuba Lipo, for sending me this product. Again, you don't need a coupon code this time. Just click on the link, save 10%, and it's less than $20. And right now it's only $18. So you're saving, 10% off of $20 is only $2. It's not like crazy amounts of money you're saving, but you know, it's already a good deal at less than $20. And now you're saving a couple bucks more on top of that, which could possibly cover the tax. And then you're getting like the whole thing, you know, tax included for less than $20. That's a great deal. Anyway, thank you very much for sending me this toy. Check out the company, check out the brand and the product. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.